Hello everybody, my name is Andreas Büchel. I'm here in the Scottish Highlands near Tain, enjoying wonderful holidays in the Scottish woods, and I'm thankful for the hospitality of the people living here. I want to use this first podcast of mine to read the first chapter of a story I wrote and published at feedbooks.com. Title is Ascende, Maima, Perma and Marry the Life Sheep, from the author May Love Heal. It is also published at http://www.novelet.com/stories/passages/584. Ascende. Ascende gazed at the tomatoes, their deep red telling him that it was nearing harvest time. The deep red, combined with the green, yellow and white of the neighboring herbs and vegetables, painted a pleasant and enticing picture. My new fertilizer, made out of homegrown microalgae, seems to be tasty for them. The algae fertilizer is sprayed onto their roots in a fine mist. But the main component of the nurturing mix is... Ascende spoke out loudly to an oval water bowl. You, much beloved and honored water. It does me so good to get into a loving relationship with you, activating a loving attention towards you, flowing from the most inner sanctuary of my being. Thank you for being receptive to my wishes and intentions. Thank you for nurturing my fellow sister brothers, the plants, which themselves to serve me well and offer themselves to reconnect with me, which I sometimes seem to forget. How are the strawberries doing? They need some more time until I might be allowed to celebrate their feast of reunion. The strawberries were the newest tribe in the aeroponic plant world, on board Mary, the anti-gravity-powered life ship. Ascende had been donated a year ago. Mary was an advanced closed ecosystem, equipped with 7 bioreactors for growing several kinds of microalgae, 3 fungi growing dark chambers, and a 3D printer. The urine and feces of Ascende and his occasional guests got recycled to nurture the microalgae. The part of the microalgae harvest not used for fertilizing the plants in the aeroponic growing system were used to create an epoxy-like material, which allowed, in combination with computer-assisted designs and the 3D printer, the manufacture of small to large bioplastic items, either for on-board use, gift to guests, or for trading with some other originally made items. Ascende didn't have the expertise to repair the growing, recycling and fabricating systems on Mary, nor even the anti-gravity propulsion drive. That is why he had Maima. Maima, a highly developed robot, wirelessly connected to the internet. An internet which in 2013 AD spanned not only across the Milky Way, but also connected several other galaxies. Maima is part of the first generation robots which passed the Turing test, the so-called T1G robots. This meant its intelligence matched that of the average human. Maima is a cybernetic android made partly out of flesh grown from Ascende's body cells. The high intelligence of the T1G robots enables Maima and her fellow robots to chat on the net and exchange information about their relationships with their human friends. Most of the human-robot relationships turned out to be equal, with a high respect and a growing tolerance from both sides.